All right, here's what you're going to do, pal. You're going to save your family from impending doom. More than likely, they're all going to die unless you do something soon at your house. Because the water that comes out of the tap is slowly killing your family. It is. It's filled with heavy metals, herbicides, pesticides, industrial solvents, and a whole lot more. I mean, every city has it. And then they put out those reports and they say, well, they're all within the acceptable levels. But then you combine all of that stuff over time. What they don't measure is the residual effect of drinking and bathing in that water for years and years and years on end. Your body is filled with all of those. Here's what you do. You go to our website, philhewlettandfriends.com. Go to the sponsor page and look for Aquasana. They make filtration systems for your house that remove all of that. And they remove the chlorine, which evaporates in your shower and turns into chlorine gas that floats around the house. And you're breathing it. Your babies are breathing it. Right now, get 40% off a system and free shipping. Go to our sponsor page right now. Look for Aquasana and get yourself a system for your house. Go check it out. 40% off, bud. Aquasana. Live healthy. So you go into the car dealer, and the sales guy is, he's got all the chips stacked against you because he's gone to negotiation training, right? He's gone to sales training. He knows all the tricks in the book. Negotiation is really, it's a whole series of tricks. Mm-hmm. You got to know what you're doing. I mean, there really are tricks. Mm-hmm. It's like you pull out a deck of cards and you say, okay, which one am I going to use in this situation? Mm-hmm. Oh, and then now I got them. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get my price. But then what that guy doesn't know is that you've gotten some training too, and you know mm-hmm. how to turn the tables and get the negotiation going in your way, and that's you get right. the price that you want. Well, you need Boom. This not just at the car dealer, everywhere you go. What if you can negotiate a head of cabbage at the grocery store? Would you do it?
It's called bartering.
Some people negotiate everywhere they go.
Oh, yeah.
Why not?
Why
Save
not?
Yourself a buck here
Cultural
and there.
Cultural thing. Is that frowned upon in the States?
Yeah, it is, but why not do it? You know?
Okay.
Why not? Hey, I'm paying cash.
A for effort.
Mm-hmm.
Give
they
you,
do.
Give you 50 cents for that cabbage.
Mm-hmm. Or gave me two of them for 50 cents.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Dang, now you're talking.
Now, I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth because I don't know what I'm doing when it comes to negotiation, but somebody who does is joining us now. He's a former FBI lead international kidnapping negotiator. He is one of the preeminent practitioners and professors of negotiation skills in the world. He's the founder and principal of the Black Swan Group. That's a consulting firm that provides training and advises Fortune 500 companies through complex negotiations. And he's the author of the book, Never Split the Difference, Negotiating as If Your Life Depended on It. Negotiation expert Chris Voss.
Hey, Phil. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
It's great to have you here. I guess if you think about it, we're negotiating all the time, aren't we?
You know, if the word yes is in the air, you're in a negotiation. If somebody's trying to get you to say yes, or you're trying to get somebody to say yes, you're negotiating.
Yeah, that makes sense. And it seems to me like we are born with innate negotiating skills because children can put their parents in pretty awful situations that are hard to negotiate out of without resorting to losing your cool.
Yeah, they can be kind of relentless, and which is actually key to negotiation is, you know, to be relentless and not give up.
Yeah, and by the time we graduate from college, we haven't a clue how to negotiate in the job market. So should negotiation be a required subject in school?
Yeah, I'm sort of surprised that it's not, but, you know, it's better human interaction is good all the way around. I mean, we're not just numbers. I mean, better communication is key to everything we do, so I would think so, yeah.
Yeah, right. I mean, something as silly as a family dinner and the conversation goes awry. Can you negotiate things back to a safe zone before things get too heated and somebody gets written out of an inheritance?
Yeah, you know, as soon as you're willing to express the other side's perspective, I mean, it's incredibly disarming. I mean, you disarm them. It's almost unfair the amount of influence you can change someone's mind by just disarming them by saying what it is they have to say. So even at a family dinner, I mean, I can look across the table at a sibling and say, you know, it probably seems like I've never given you a break. You'd be stunned at how far you can get with that.
No kidding. I just want to hear that scenario again so I understand it. When you say what the other person is thinking, you could be wrong, right?
Yeah, don't be, well, again, and it was a careful way that I said it, because I said, it probably seems like I've never given you a break. I never agreed that I never gave you a break. You know, I'm just fairly articulating how you see it. And there's a tremendous relief valve in that that happens. I mean, many people, they don't care that that you agree with them. They care that that you see their perspective. And some people, it's even more important than reaching an agreement. They just want to be heard. I mean, it's a soft skill that sounds ridiculous, and it's ridiculous because it works.
Yeah. So it's not a concession. But in every negotiation, is it important that it's a win-win?
Well, win-win is, you got to watch out for the win-win phrase, because by definition, if the other side is not left better off by your interaction, they're never going to deal with you again. So I want you to get something out of it for mercenary reasons. I want more, and you're not going to give me more unless you get some as well. So, but the win-win phrase, if you find somebody starts saying win-win to you right off the bat, I mean really early, they're actually probably trying to cut your throat. They're trying to get you to drop your guard. If it comes up later in the conversation, they're probably trying to make a good deal, and they feel a little bit trapped. It's, you know, what I call contextual intelligence. So I always perk up when someone says win-win, because it makes a big difference to me when they bring it up and what kind of advantage I think they're trying to gain on me by saying it.
Why do you think people are so uncomfortable with things like, I guess it's commonly known as the ask, you know, when you want a sum of money for some sort of service or a charity event or whatever it is that you're doing? People feel uncomfortable asking for that amount of money, and that's a basic negotiation, isn't it?
Yeah, and we take ourselves hostage in advance. I mean, we think it through where most of us think through the most horrifying reaction to the other side, and then we imagine them yelling at us or saying no, or, I mean, the stuff we do to ourselves in our heads in advance just absolutely destroys so many of our negotiations. We take ourselves hostage, and we do that by thinking about what's going to happen if they say no. This is, all these horrible consequences will ensue. And if we were that accurate at predicting things, I mean, we'd have more money than Warren Buffett. So we got to give people a chance a little bit more. You'd be surprised at how much more willing most people are to talk to you.
Now, the reference to a hostage was not lost on me, because in your book, you detail your experience in the FBI working the kidnapping detail. And you witnessed something that caused you to rethink the Bureau's negotiating strategy. Briefly, tell us about that.
Well, our strategy principally was just trying to really wear the other side down and just push, push, push. And, you know, it worked a fair amount of time. It worked enough for us to stick to it. But when it didn't work, it was also a significant enough period of time that I thought, how can we make this better? And we had to make it better, because we had an outcome where we did everything. In the Philippines, we did everything we thought was right. The hostages didn't come out, and there was a botched rescue mission, one of the sloppiest rescue missions that anyone could ever imagine, and people died, and I felt responsible for them, and, you know, we had to get better. We just had to get better. So we took a hard look at everything that we were doing, and we went back out to the business world, and that was when I decided and discovered that we were doing the same stuff as was going on in the business world. It's just the stakes that were different.
All right, I want to lighten it up a little bit before I let you go, but I wasn't sure I was going to go here, but okay, I will. Men and women. Now, that's a tough negotiation in any case, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, and we kind of made the tick by the same thing. So we want to be understood. Men just don't want to admit that we want to be understood. Women are much more open about it, and women want to be every bit as assertive as men. They just don't want to admit that they want to be as assertive as men. So I think we kind of hide things from each other a little bit, and that results in miscommunication. But we're human beings, and that can be a beautiful collaboration.
The book is called Never Split the Difference, Negotiating as If Your Life Depended on It. The book is available in the store at philhewlettandfriends.com. The author is Chris Voss. Thank you, sir, for being on the show for just a brief period of time, and good luck with the book.
My pleasure, Phil. Thanks for having me on.
All right, coming up in just a moment, we have very serious breaking news from Kelly Bennett, who's on the program today. But before we deliver the important breaking news, I want to tell you about Lunar Pages. Lunar Pages is a company that must have been drunk when they came up with their name. But after they came to, after they, you know, drank some Bloody Marys and the headaches and throwing up all stopped, they came up with this amazing company with reliable, scalable web hosting for businesses, large, small, or in between. And even if you're just an individual, maybe you're a blogger and you want a place to host your website. If you know what I'm talking about, Lunar Pages is the way to go. They have cloud computing, storage, dedicated IP, SSL certificates, all the scripts and the language support that your IT department needs. You know, those beanie-headed developers that you hired. You know, they used to be hackers, but now they work for your company. Lunar Pages knows their language. Their support team, by the way, and their data centers, all here in the U.S. Look for the button on our sponsors page. Get deep discounts that are exclusive to you for listening to my program. Lunar Pages is the way to go for hosting, and they'll even give you a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to the sponsor page on our website, click on Lunar Pages, and get busy. All right, we're going to get busy now because we have breaking news.
Dun, dun, dun. Well,
out with it. Come on.
I just don't know what to say.
I can't wait to hear.
All right. Well,
what's happening?
There was a burglary. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Somebody stole this lady's pies. Berry pies, to be in fact.
The pies are missing?
The pies are missing, yes.
This is terrible.
She came home. The refrigerator had been raided. The burglars ate all of the berry pies.
Oh, the evidence is gone.
Everything. And the kitchen was just trashed. And they come to find out that it was a mother bear and her cubs.
Oh.
They like the pies.
Yes, but this is the big thing. There were cheese sticks left behind in a bedroom.
Oh. Wait a minute. Why were cheese
sticks? Meh.
Why were cheese sticks in the bedroom? That's part of the story.
Maybe they're
okay.
I don't know. I would just assume that they wanted to go eat in the bedroom.
The moment we have more information for you on the cheese sticks in the bedroom, we will bring it to you.
Yes.
Again, breaking news, pies stolen by bears.
South Lake Tahoe. And,
all right.
Very sad.
I thought it was something bigger. All right.
That
now,
is big.
You have a story about rats.
Yeah, this is another animal one. I'm all about the animals today.
Yeah.
This is really kind of interesting. They are creating these genetically modified super sniffer mice for the army.
Yeah.
And what they're doing is they're sniffing out landmines.
The rats are. And we have so many rats, we could care less if they accidentally explode, right?
Oops. Yeah. But they're developing it. It's by the U.S. military. They're funding the research. They got a big old grant from the U.S. Department of Defense.
These are militarized rats.
Militarized rats, yes.
And all they're doing is sniffing. They're not doing other things.
Because
rats are creepy. You know,
well, no,
you're sitting there having a cup of tea and a rat comes
up. But think about looking at a rat, though. What do they do?
They sniff. Yeah, I can see you're moving your nose. Yeah.
They just sniff. I know.
You're doing that rat thing.
It's good for radio, I know.
Yeah.
But laboratory experiments have found that their DNA, they have a heightened sensitivity to different smells.
But will they just do what you tell them? Like if the military, commander...
No. What they're doing is they're training them with this DNA, with this smell thing, to not... I mean, they will avoid the TNT or whatever it is that's in the bomb.
Like the general says, rats fall in.
Exactly.
And the sir, yes, sir. But do the rats do that? I mean, do they?
Little.
Yeah.
Little. I can see the little paws doing it.
So can you tell the difference when a rat is standing at attention or at ease?
I would think not, but I could tell the difference whether or not it could tell a mind field if it's got TNT in it or not, because it will avoid it at all costs.
All right.
Yeah.
They'll know. Then they bring in the bomb team, and they'll defuse the bomb or blow it up.
Yeah, they have very sensitive smells.
Yeah.
So I guess better than a bloodhound.
I wonder if that Secret Life of Pets movie is any good. Do you wonder?
I hope it is, because I really want to
see
that.
It?
Yeah. Yeah, Manny the movie guy has seen it already. I know this. And we're going to ask him, and he's coming up in just a few minutes in the final segment of this edition of Phil Hewlett and Friends. This is our 280th show. Do you know that, Kelly?
Wow.
280.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Now, we've been doing this so long, it's surprising that any of us still have our teeth. That's how old we are now. When we started, we had a full set of choppers. We've had some celebrations, and I'd say those choppers were used as crab crackers in some situations.
Right? Well, there is hope. There is hope. I can provide hope to you, Phil.
There's hope?
There is hope.
There's always hope, especially there when you're here.
Especially in these days of biomedicine and biomaterial and technology, there is a couple of scientists, a University of Nottingham and Harvard University working together. They have developed a new biomaterial that they say will allow the damaged pulp inside the tooth. I didn't even know teeth had pulp.
Ooh.
There's pulp inside your tooth. Allow it to regenerate. Mm.
And what happens when the pulp regenerates?
Build a protective layer of dentin.
So there's pulp, there's dentin, there's enamel.
Yes, those are the big three I have learned.
And plaque is the number four,
right? The pulp, I think, is right above the root.
It's like the egg.
So if you build more pulp, then what? What do you avoid? More painful visits to the dentist?
Well, you can avoid a root canal. So what happens is
Did you say that already, and I just didn't pay attention?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
This is new. You have a cavity. They fill it in with this material that apparently is not very congenial with the rest of your biomaterial.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it solves the problem. But about 10% of the time, it doesn't solve the problem. And then there's more infection happening underneath the cavity. And that's when you have to have a root canal to sort of get in there and go all the way, down and dirty.
Yeah.
But they're saying this material comes in contact with the pulp tissue and it stimulates the native stem cells to regenerate from the inside.
Yeah.
So the cavity filling is actually helping to repair the tooth at the same time.
I need that.
Amazing.
How cool is that?
Yeah, I think I haven't had a root canal yet, but
no.
I'm going to get this. I'm
going to
get this. Does it come in a capsule or a chewing gum? I mean, how do they make it work?
I mean, it's going to be like a normal cavity filling, I believe.
Oh, I see.
It's not actually in practice yet. It just won an award for, you know what? It won second prize. I want to know what the first prize.
Me too.
Yeah, really?
Me too.
Yeah, but some competition for new technologies this year. So it's still in development, but it sounds freaking amazing.
So it does. And thank you for bringing it to our attention. And we've been talking a lot about animals today. I have my own animal stories. You know that?
Ooh. Do tell.
We call chicken and turkey legs drumsticks. Do you know why?
Because it looks like you can beat a drum with them?
No, it's because it wasn't polite to say the word leg at the dinner table in the 1700s and 1800s.
And we think we're all PC these days.
Yeah, like, right. And imagine thighs and breasts. Those were called dark meat and white meat for the same reason. I have another animal story for you.
Oh, goody.
You know, have you been to Utah?
I have.
You know what the state bird of Utah is?
No.
And I wish they would just get their own bird. Their bird is the California gull. That's their state bird.
Why would they choose that?
Like a seagull?
Yeah, there's the whole story about the Mormons marching across the country, and they didn't know where their promised land was until the seagulls all floated.
I did hear that when I was in Salt Lake. Yep.
Yep. Huh. And so that became their state bird, the California gull.
That's so strange.
There was no reason for seagulls from California to be in Utah.
We should name one of our birds the Utah something. Condor.
Yeah. Just to piss them off, right? Steal our bird. What's the matter with you?
An eye for an eye is what I say.
Manny the Movie Guy is coming up in just a few minutes right here on Phil Hewlett and Friends in the sixth bite-sized chunk of this full-length episode of the program. Thanks for tuning in with me and with Brooke and with Kelly. Manny's coming up next. I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com.